Well, welcome to another edition of Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Jeff Benson. He's the Executive Director of the Dunes Learning Center. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Carl.
First, we need to congratulate you on the Dunes Learning Center winning the South Shore Clean Cities Nonprofit Organization of the Year Award at our annual meeting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful to receive that. The 2017 Nonprofit of the Year.
So tell our listeners, Jeff, what is the Dunes Learning Center and what does it do?
Dunes Learning Center is a residential environmental learning center located inside the national park in the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. If you think of a summer camp that's open all year long with school groups coming during the school year and summer camps in the summer, that's sort of what we are like. We have 10 cabins that sleep 80 people. We serve 25,000 meals a year.
That's amazing. That's an amazing number. And again, you know, just being a resident of Northwest Indiana, I just see you guys are involved with so many different things. There's an event going on constantly, and you know, seeing some of the underprivileged kids and just some of the different things that go on there. It's a wonderful facility, and you guys do some great things there. So, what about some of your history there, Jeff?
Well, the grounds that we're on was the old Camp Goodfellow, which started in 1941 by U.S. Steel, and it ran every summer from 1941 to 1976 when the National Park bought the land. And then it sat vacant for 20 years. And then later, Lee Botts, Mark Reschken, and Dale Enquist came up with an idea to have a residential environmental learning center there, much like Cuyahoga and in Yosemite and other places around in national parks. And they thought we should have one. And so they convinced Congressman Visklosky and Senator Lugar to get some money to do that, and they did.
That's wonderful.
It opened in 1998.
Wow, and I know you just celebrated a big birthday.
Yeah, 20 years this year.
So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, you don't look a day over 20, Jeff.
I'm not, as long as I'm looking this way.
That's wonderful. And so how do you move people around the park, Jeff?
So historically what we've done is we've rented school buses from Gary, Indiana, for Illinois Central or other servers. And they drive out there, pick up our kids, and then drive them to Coles Bog because you're moving about 70 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that that's kind of a silly way to do it, but it's the best we could. And a number of years ago, we got a Sarbanes grant from Congress for the park to get some propane-powered shuttle buses. Mm-hmm. And so they are each 16 passenger buses, and they work very well. They're propane powered, so they don't pollute as much.
Absolutely.
And they live at our facility, so they're not having to commute from Gary to do this, so that we're reducing the diesel emissions and successfully moving people around. We sure could use a larger bus, though.
Well, hopefully we can help you with that. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Our guest today is Mr. Jeff Benson, Executive Director of the Dunes Learning Center. So, Jeff, as you talk about some of the green technology in your operations, what are you using for different types of green technology besides propane buses?
So a number of things we've done. One of the things we did as soon as I started 5 years ago to be the big cheese there, NIPSCO offers you to use sustainable or green power. Mm-hmm. You can select it on your bill, and so we started using 100% renewable electricity from offered by NIPSCO then. So we've done that. We also used on-demand water heaters for all the facilities.
Absolutely.
And so that we're not heating 40 gallons times 10 cabins when they're, you know, when we don't need 40 gallons. Mm-hmm. And so that was fueled by a grant, and that is a really good savings for gas.
Sure it is.
Mm-hmm. And then we've been able to get a CMAQ, which is Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality grant from NERPSE, which is the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, with the help of South Shore Clean Cities, to get a propane fueling station for our shuttle buses. And so we're every way we can, we really try to reduce our carbon footprint.
And you're doing a great job. So what are some of the ways the public can experience Dunes Learning Center or get involved there, Jeff?
Well, they can volunteer. The National Lakeshore has a new volunteer website that is really wonderful, and we are working with them to get volunteers out. Mostly we're a closed campus, but there's three events throughout the year that the public can come see what we do. They can also come during volunteer days, but the three open houses are the winter open house, a summer camp open house, which happened in April, April 7th, and then Get Outdoors Day, which is our big one, which is June 9th from 11 to 3, and it's open to the public. Come and see what goes on there.
And so as you talk about people getting involved, how can they learn more about the Dunes Learning Center?
They can go to our website, and that's a good place, which is DunesLearningCenter.org. And our Facebook page, which is Dunes Learning Center, and follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Dunes Learning.
Sure. And as we come to the end of our program, Jeff, any closing thoughts to our listeners?
I think that the alternative fuels, the progress that is being made by cities like Hobart, by LaPorte, other cities that are doing this stuff, and nonprofits and the National Park using these alternative fuels, whether it's electric, propane, CNG, it's really good to see that we have these options for reducing our emissions.
Well, I know one thing, Jeff, is that we're both big believers in partnerships, and I think that's how we've accomplished so much. That's how you get things done, is you look for all these partnerships. And again, I think for the future of Northwest Indiana, it's us actually working together. So I want to say to you, congratulations, because I think you're one of those folks that really know how to leverage these partnerships to actually get things done and improve the quality of life here in Northwest Indiana. So congratulations for that. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to Jeff Benson, the Executive Director of the Dunes Learning Center. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.